Go look at the Star Wars. You know, you had the Jedi Knight. The Master Jedi Knight always had an apprentice. And it was a one-on-one training. Sometimes we call him, he's my mentor. Well, this is the fourth method in which the societies share information. Through a virtual apprenticeship program. And it's something that we just do not do today outside societies, outside the societies in the general population. But when you're in the society, you actually get a mentor and you become an apprentice. And you learn directly from one person. That's how you're trained. And the training is a lifelong experience. You always have a mentor. Even when you are a mentor and you have an apprentice, you still always are an apprentice. Now, with that in mind, I want to talk about the first most important thing that we're taught based on this concept of how to learn. How did we learn this information, whether it's in the Masons, whether it's in the Brotherhood, the Illuminati, whether it's in the Skull and Bones or any of the other hundreds of secret societies? How do we learn this information? First, we're taught that we have to be teachable. We have to be coachable. This is the first thing that we're trained. And actually, before you are even let in as a member, sometimes it can take years before you are allowed in as a member. Now, some groups, like the Masons, you're allowed in very early. But you don't learn anything, really, until you get way up to the top. So even though you're in, you're not getting anything. You're just kind of going through the interview process. Because if you join the Freemasons, very few people reach the 33-degree level. That's because they don't qualify. And what's the qualification of being a member of the Brotherhood or a member of these and getting to the highest levels and learning all the information? This is a key, by the way, because there are many people that are members, but very few reach the highest levels. What is the number one, the first and foremost qualification? And that is, are you teachable? Because if you're not teachable, if you're not coachable, you then disqualify yourself. So the first thing we're taught is, not are we great teachers, not are we great people, not are we so smart, but actually, do we know how dumb we are? Do we know how much we don't know? Do we know that I don't know what I don't know? Think about that statement. Ask yourself, are you sitting there going, you know, I don't know what I don't know. I know nothing. And I'm going to listen to everything and I'm not going to challenge it by disagreeing. And I'm also not going to blindly follow it. I'm going to believe what you're saying must be true, but I am going to question it until I understand why it's true. You must be teachable. First, most important thing today and tomorrow and throughout your life, understand this concept. If you get nothing else from today and tomorrow but this one concept I'm going to teach you right now, you will be better off, happier, more successful. You will achieve greater things faster than you could ever dream possible by learning this one simple concept. And that is, you must be teachable. You must be coachable. How do you determine that? There's an index. There's a teachability index, which will determine how teachable you are. And you must, I'll tell you, you must consider this all the time. You can't learn this concept right now and say, I got it. No, you're never going to get it. You're always getting it. Do you understand that? You're always getting it. How teachable are you? How coachable are you? So what's your teachability index? There are two variables when it comes to your teachability index. The first variable is, what is your willingness to learn? On a scale of 1 to 10, if you're listening to this on CD, ask yourself, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much, how high is your willingness to learn this information? Now, this teachability index is applied in life or any particular study. Let's say you want to learn a foreign language. You have to ask yourself, if you're going to succeed in learning a foreign language, you must be teachable. You must have a high teachability index, otherwise you're wasting your time. If you want to learn this information today and tomorrow, and all the other information that we'll provide to you, you must be teachable. That's why some people in the societies may have a high teachability index in the beginning, but later on they know everything, they stop becoming teachable. I've had apprentices who have stopped being teachable. And they've, you know, I have one guy, for example, he maxed out his income, which is what you can quantify. His income was about $1 million a year, and he stopped being teachable. He was still my apprentice, but I stopped teaching him because I'm waiting for him to become teachable again. Nothing more to teach, nothing more to give, because it's going in one ear and out the other. So you wait, and you go back to teachability index. So on a scale of 1 to 10, what's your willingness to learn this information? Again, if this was a language course, I'd say, what's your willingness to learn this language? So the question is, your wish is your command, how to manifest your desires, which we're teaching today, and tomorrow how anyone can make millions, the money-making secrets they don't want you to know about. What is your willingness to learn this information on a scale of 1 to 10? Now, obviously, the people here in the room, you spent $10,000, traveled, some of you, halfway around the world, had no idea who you were meeting, where you were going. You were blindfolded, of course, but this was just complete faith. And now you're blown away. I know you're doing backflips already from what you've seen. We haven't even started. So I know most of you here in the room probably have a high willingness to learn because you've shown it. Those who are listening on the CD, you didn't invest that much money. Some of you won't even listen to the whole CD package. You'll throw them under the bed or on the shelf, and like every other course. But what is your willingness to learn on a scale of 1 to 10?